Pressure's mounting on Eritrean Christians. A horrific case in India turns on the reality spotlight. And do you ever feel like you need some inspiration in your prayer life? Stay tuned to find out what's happening on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As feared, Eritrea appears to be stepping up its campaign against Christians. That thought was first voiced last month in the wake of an attempted coup. Christians were concerned that intensified scrutiny would result in a wave of arrests. They weren't wrong. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrooks confirms.
This last few days, seven more believers were arrested. Three of them worked for the telecom company. One was a university student, and there was one woman among the seven. A mother of five.
They join another 40 who've been arrested so far this year. The government's pressuring them to recant.
All these people have to do is sign a document that they will no longer be evangelical Christians, they'll no longer follow Jesus, and they'll be released immediately.
So far, nobody's taken the offer. How can you pray?
Ask God to bring justice to their situation and faithfulness to those who are finding themselves in these terrible prison situations in Eritrea.
Elsewhere, the New Delhi rape case that drew international attention in December moves forward. MNN's Katie Harth has the story.
The doctor who did an autopsy on the 23-year-old rape victim testified this week, but the judge has barred any press coverage of the trial. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohanan weighs in.
I'm glad the whole thing was exposed. It is an awareness of the crime committed against women at large. This one girl got raped and killed. And since then, how many times has it happened in Delhi already?
Yohanan says the New Delhi rape case is like the movie Slumdog Millionaire. It opens the world's eyes to everyday reality in India.
That awareness itself makes politicians and everybody do something about it.
Pray for justice and that life would improve for women in India.
Things are getting only worse. The only hope is Jesus.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
This is Mission Network News. Muslims in Indonesia raised $2 million recently to counter the progress Christians are making there. Pioneer's Nathan Burns says Muslims are concerned that Pioneers and other organizations are making too much progress.
Even to the point of working the numbers themselves, to say that they're worried that in 25 years, Indonesia might not be a majority Muslim country.
Burns says that's why Pioneers has started the Frontline Initiative, a $2 million funding push. What is it?
We want to see 235 more missionaries this year, launch seven more CPM trainings. And out of that, we think that we could see another 200 or more Bible studies started with Muslims who are seeking the real truth.
Burns says somebody is stepping forward to help.
A faithful partner of ours put up $1 million matching grant to help us continue to do this sort of work that's being so successful in Indonesia.
Join the team or support their work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Bible translations take years to complete, and yet the most challenging part for many is crossing the finish line. But now you can help them get there. Wycliffe Bible Translators is publishing their annual prayer guide, The Finish Line. It covers translation projects around the world that are nearly complete and how you can pray for each one specifically. Visit missionnetworknews.org to get a copy. Ask God to move through the prayers of His people. And the doctor always says, make sure you eat your fruits and greens. Well, what if you don't have access to the foods that give you the proper nutrition? E3 Partners is making it happen in Peru. They have a chance to provide many jungle villages with vitamins through a group called Pure Charity. These vitamins will help fight off health issues resulting from malnutrition. Pray the medical team will be able to share about Christ's love as they bring vitamins to the villages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828. Today's the last day, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.